This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Mary Swander. Swander was born on November 5th, 1950, and she grew up in both eastern and western Iowa, a bicoastal experience, as she has called it, living near the shores of the Missouri and the Mississippi. After high school, she attended Georgetown University for 3 years before returning home and completing her BA at the University of Iowa. She then received her MFA from the Iowa Writers' Workshop, also at the University of Iowa. When asked about what got her interested in writing, she had this to say. I got interested in writing because my mother used to read out loud to me as a child. I loved the sound of language and thought poetry was the coolest thing. Reading readiness, they used to call it. Then I was a very shy kid, terrified of speaking out loud. So as therapy, they threw me into children's theater. More terror. But I learned to love theater and learned to build characters and drama. We also lived with my Irish grandmother. She and her friends were wonderful storytellers. Stories became part of my soul. Her books include Succession, Driving the Body Back, Heaven and Earth House, Out of This World, and The Desert Pilgrim. She has won the Carl Sandburg Literary Award, a fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts, and the National Discovery Award. For many years, Swander taught at Iowa State University, and she served as the Poet Laureate of Iowa. She is the executive director of Ag Arts, a nonprofit that promotes healthy food systems, and she is the artistic director of a theater troupe. Her plays have been performed around the country. She lives in an old Amish schoolhouse in Iowa, where she writes and grows an organic garden. Today's poem is Letter. I don't think it needs much of an introduction. It's a wonderful observational poem because here the narrator, presumably Swander herself, is simply admiring the natural world around her. Just reading this poem makes me want to go to a lake and climb into a sailboat. This is Letter by Mary Swander. There are waves here breaking into splinters like smashed glass upon the rocks. There are lines and creases on the rocks. A man swimming near the shore looks at them, then is gone again. There is a fish. Its fin, shaped like a scimitar, rises on a wide blank sea. It's a dark day. There is a cloud here that hangs in the air and droops like a flag in valediction. There is a woman. There she sits and smiles with her hand on the tiller of the moon.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.